When Rodrigo had left, he switched on the Do Not Disturb sign. He could not remember when he had last used it, and was mildly surprised that it was working. Now, in the heart of his crowded, busy ship, he was completely alone, except for the portrait of Captain James Cook gazing at him down the corridors of time. It was impossible to consult with Earth. He had already been warned that any messages might be tapped, perhaps by relay devices on the bomb itself. That left the whole responsibility in his hands. There was a story he had heard somewhere about a president of the United States, was it Roosevelt or Perez, who had a sign on his desk saying, "The buck stops here." Norton was not quite certain what a buck was, but he knew when one had stopped at his desk. He could do nothing and wait until the Hermians advised him to leave. How would that look in the histories of the future? Norton was not greatly concerned with posthumous fame or infamy, yet he would not care to be remembered forever as the accessory to a cosmic crime which it had been in his power to prevent. And the plan was flawless. As he had expected, Rodrigo had worked out every detail, anticipated every possibility, even the remote danger that the bomb might be triggered when tampered with. If that happened, Endeavor could still be safe, behind the shield of Rama. As for Lieutenant Rodrigo himself, he seemed to regard the possibility of instant apotheosis with complete equanimity. Yet even if the bomb was successfully disabled, that would be far from the end of the matter. The Hermians might try again, unless some way could be found of stopping them. But at least weeks of time would have been bought. Rama would be far past perihelion before another missile could possibly reach it. By then, hopefully, the worst fears of the alarmists might have been disproved, or the reverse. To act or not to act, that was the question. Never before had Commander Norton felt such a close kinship with the Prince of Denmark. Whatever he did, the possibilities for good and evil seemed in perfect balance. He was faced with the most morally difficult of all decisions. If his choice was wrong, he would know very quickly. But if he was correct, he might never be able to prove it. It was no use relying any further on logical arguments and the endless mapping of alternative futures. That way, one could go round and round in circles forever. The time had come to listen to his inner voices. He returned the calm, steady gaze across the centuries. "I agree with you, Captain," he whispered. "The human race has to live with its conscience. Whatever the Hermians argue, survival is not everything." He pressed the call button for the bridge circuit and said slowly, "Lieutenant Rodrigo, I'd like to see you." Then he closed his eyes, hooked his thumbs in the restraining straps of his chair, and prepared to enjoy a few moments of total relaxation. It might be some time before he would experience it again.